This is KERA News. I'm Stephen Becker. Earlier this month, Jose Antonio Vargas was arrested by immigration officials while trying to fly home from McAllen, Texas. Today on Think, the journalist and immigration activist talked to Chris Boyd about the arrest and about going public with his undocumented status after living in the U.S. for more than 20 years.
The moment I did this, the question is, how do I use that in such a way that illuminates people's understanding of this issue and connects it to the larger population of undocumented people in this country, many of us Americans in all but pieces of papers? When you're detained for a few hours, and then of course I was detained, so I had no cell phone, I didn't know what was happening, and then I got out when they would release me, and then I realized just how much news the whole thing cost. I started to feel guilty after I was released. I was thinking, wait a second, some guy gets arrested and get detained for 8 hours and it's news. People get detained and deported every day and then they don't make the news.
Did you think about lying when you were asked in McAllen about your status?
The lying is over. I made that decision 3 years ago. I lied to myself. I lied to my family. I lied to my coworkers. I lied to my friends. The lying is over. And one of my friends actually said to me after what happened to McAllen that he was saying that I'm practicing a radical form of transparency, which is true. But again, as a journalist, as a writer, as a filmmaker, my instinct is, okay, what's the story? And what makes all of this very surreal is that it's my story, you know? And so when the government, when Border Patrol decides to release me, what they said, they're releasing me because I'm not a priority and they don't consider me a threat. Well, wait up a second. Like, how about the 11 million people? We're not the enemy here.